Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Chamber of Commerce Director Karen Eichen.
Karen, thank you so much for taking some time out this morning and joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for visiting with me.
And now we just wrapped up another wonderful season of Thursdays in Pella and a lot of great events and great turnouts, and the weather held out pretty well for most of those events. And just to kind of look back a little bit, how do you think things went this year?
You know, I think things went fantastic. It's always interesting when Mother Nature tries to throw a curveball every once in a while. And I think this year we had that a little more than we have had in the past, but tried to accommodate her as best we could and move forward as well as we could and as safely as we could. We did have a couple of threats of rain, but that kind of passed along. And then we did have to cancel one for heat. That's probably the first time I can ever remember doing that. But when you take into account the pets that we were going to have downtown and everybody's health and safety, we did feel that that was the right move.
Certainly, and that's just sort of the peril of outdoor events in Iowa in the summer.
It is, and I think everybody just really took it in stride and made the best of it. And the ones we did and were able to get in were fantastic.
Now, from your perspective, which ones were some of the more successful ones or maybe some of the more fun ones that you got to plan and run this year?
For me, it was probably one of our newer events, the Minute to Win It. A lot of audience participation in that one, some very creative games on our behalf of our members who were down there with their individual challenges, and it was just a lot of fun for me, but I do enjoy all of them. It's just that one would happen to be a new one this year that we hadn't experienced before.
Right, and that one saw a great turnout and a lot of great games, and hopefully that's something we can look forward to next year, perhaps.
Perhaps. We will have a wrap-up meeting coming up, and as always, if people have ideas on themes that they would like to see or an activity that they have seen before that think would work well here, we encourage them to give us a call. We're always up for new ideas, always looking for something different to do. We do have some that we do repeat because they were successful, people enjoyed them, but people also like something new to experience. So if you do have any ideas, please feel free to call our office, 628-2626. And you can do that year-round. It does not have to be before we have a meeting recap. I know different TV shows come on, or you'll see something at an event you travel to, and just let us know.
Sure, always looking for new great ideas.
Always.
And I know as we sort of wrap up this one area of events, of course, the Chamber always has more stuff planned. And what can we look forward to later in the summer and into the fall?
Well, just in the next couple of weeks, we'll have some great events. I know we have wrapped up our official Thursday nights in Pella, but actually next week, people can come downtown on Thursday night again. The Farm Bureau of Marion County will be presenting Ag in the City, and it will be very similar to a Thursdays in Pella format. They're going to have games registering for a lot of prizes, and I understand they're going to be great prizes. They will have musical entertainment, a couple of things that will be new to Pella. They're going to have the Heartland Boot Scooters at 7 p.m., and they will also be featuring Danny Grouse, who is an up-and-coming country music singer, at 7:30. So some great entertainment. I know City Band is officially done with their season, but this will be more entertainment that people can take in. That'll be next Thursday and next Friday evening on July 29th. If you are a member of the Young Professionals of Pella, you are invited to a Friday after 5 on the canal. And again, that's only for members of the YP for that particular event. However, a month later, August 26th, there will be a Friday after 5 live entertainment on the canal, which is open to the public. So we will end the summer with one of those Fridays after 5 that we have held in previous years, and we'll invite everybody and hope everybody attends.
So the Young Professionals of Pella, if you're not a member and you'd maybe like to become one, how do you go about doing that?
Sure. If you're in your 20s and 30s, you are eligible to be a member. You can call our office, 628-2626, or you can visit the Young Professionals of Pella website, which is ypofpella.com, and sign up to be a member. There is no cost. It's an organization that is a social networking. You can meet other people who are in your similar industry, who are in your same stage of your life, and just kind of network and meet new people in the community.
And I know from my experience, I've been to a couple of these events, and it is a really great turnout at most of these events, and I know other members of the community appreciate the fact that there is sort of an outlet like this.
There is. They do something at least once a month, and I know this summer they have done multiple things each month and have had a great turnout every time. We have a staff member, Lexi, who is on their planning committee and helps with that event, and it's something that we as a chamber really want to see flourish and grow, and yeah, like you said, it's a great way to meet new people and a great way to network, and something for that age range. We do a lot for families, a lot for younger kids, and that's just a great way to have something to do here in our community without having to drive.
Right, and as you said, another great way to get involved in the community, which is can be a struggle for sometimes for folks that age.
It is, and the Young Professionals of Pella have been a great volunteer resource for us when we do have events that we do need people to help out with. Recently, we had the Hot Air Balloon Festival, at which we used YP volunteers for parking, and they're just a great resource on how to get involved and be plugged into the community.
Okay, and anything else that folks can look forward to in the coming weeks?
We will also have our golf outing on August 26th, so if you are a member of the chamber and would like to do that, please give us a call. You'll be seeing more information on that, and that'll be from 12 until about 7, and then the Friday after 5s will be on the canal from, well, actually, that will start at 6, but we'll overlap some there, 6 to 10, so it'll be a full day of events for us that day.
All right, very good. Karen, lots of great events still planned, and another great summer Thursdays in Pella. Thank you so much for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and we hope everybody enjoys the rest of their summer. We know it's counting down the days till fall, but please get out and enjoy all the events in Pella.
Again, that was our guest, Karen Eichen, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.